Let's see it.
Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. What do I have in store for you? Oh, plenty of not great things, as always, you know? Danger Room North will be taking place here in Edmonton this Friday. Danger Cats Roast Battles on Saturday, all here in Edmonton, dangercatshop.com for tickets. If you, plenty of great bands too following the show. So if you aren't doing much over the weekend, you're in the area, I highly recommend coming through. We'll talk more on once the shows are completed of what last week was like for me. I damn near felt my first ever cancellation. Why is this? There we go. But that's much better. Wow, what an improvement. But I talk about it in the heat of things while it was all unfolding on the Patreon. So if you want to become a Patreon subscriber, it's all on there now. Quite interesting, you know? Canada doesn't like jokes. We don't like jokes here in Canada. You can only joke about certain things here in Canada. It is the country's a joke of itself, and we're crumbling. We are, see, this is what I hate about the 2022s, or the 2020s, sorry. Right now, we're in this, you know, this fast-paced internet life that everything online matters. Things that are said online matter. Now, I get it. Some people don't like inappropriate jokes. That's fine. Some people don't like dark and dirty jokes. That's also fine. You want to know what I don't like? I don't like vegan burgers. You know, I don't like vegan burgers. You won't catch me eating a vegan burger. I don't want a vegan burger. I almost accidentally ordered one there the other week. The title of it was title of the burger that I was ordering. Very flashy. It was like a they used like similar terms that a meat eater would, you know, when you see it, you're like, oh, it's like a buffalo chicken, blah, 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 blah. But it was like Diablo something, something, whatever. And I didn't read deeper into it, but it was a veggie burger. And the lady came back, oh, sorry, we're out of those. And then like the one guy at the table is like, why the fuck would you order that? I didn't know you were a vegetarian. I was like, I'm not. He's like, well, why are you ordering a veggie burger? And he's like, look, it's a veggie. I'm like, thank God that was out. I would have been pissed if that came out. And here I am chomping into this fucking thing. Unaware that I'm, you know what? It's like the Pepsi Coca-Cola test. What if it came out and like, oh, this is really good. What the hell is it? It turns out I like it, but whatever. My point I'm trying to make is I don't go stomping my feet every time somebody eats one, right? I don't get upset. I just let them enjoy whatever the fuck they want to enjoy. But not today, not in this era. Everybody feels the need to get their opinions, their thoughts, their feelings need to be validated every time they've been offended. And I get it. You don't want to hear the things that I have to say. Turn it off. Swipe up. That's all you have to do. Swipe up. And it's gone. You never have to. Hell, and if you really don't want to see me, hit the little hamburger menu button or the three dots and then click the not interested. Simple. They'll never show you my shit again. Done. Huh. How easy was that? No, that'd be way too easy in this day and age, but then you don't get the satisfaction of putting your feelings out there and having other strangers that could give a shit about you validate those feelings. It's crazy. I don't understand it. I never will. I'm also not out there to entertain those types of people. You know, it is fun to fuck with them. It's crazy to think that grown adults now are being bent into submission by what these people think is correct. That's crazy to me. Do we not have spines anymore? Is that what happened? Is that what the vaccine did? It removed spines. Holy shit. This is groundbreaking science right here on the Uncle Hack show. The Pfizer vaccine has been known to remove spines. So now we're in a spineless society. Nobody has a backbone anymore. Nobody will stand up for themselves. It's so easy to fold into submission when you don't have a fucking spine. I thank God that I got the Johnson & Johnson, you know, the least effective one. God, I really dodged a bullet there, didn't I? I dodged the biggest bullet in my life by getting the Johnson & Johnson. Boy, oh boy, I would have been over here. Somebody would have started screaming at me that I'm transphobic for not letting kids shit in litter boxes in schools. You know, you're furry phobic, which I'm going to talk about today. It turns out that it was false, but it is hilarious that we live in a climate now that could be believable. In fact, that'll be our first little thing. This is hilarious. We're going to bring this video up. And we're going to take a little listen to this because it is quite funny that in this time, this day and age, that, that this is even believable to the slightest degree. Okay, where are we here? Whoa. Oh, that's why. What's going on here? Why is it like that? There we go. Wow. I'm slowly putting together the podcast room. Give me a break, guys. Come on, you know, little mistakes every week. That's probably why you come back to the show and be like, what is he fucking up now? Hey, he messes up the sound pad. I got to update that. That's my next thing is to update the sound pad. I really want the one with Gucci Mane where he's like, come on, Mane. And then we'll add like little ones like Rouse. Jason Rouse got like, I don't know. Some woman was sitting there bitching about him walking in the bike path, in a certain part of the bike path. And his response was, shut up, you fucking cunt. And that is one of my favorite sound bites that we have. So I got to find that, put it on there. Same with the Gucci Mane. Come on, man. Maybe a car crash or something. Bullets. Bullets, because this is an alt-right podcast. But anyways, so I was reading on like Twitter and various other social media platforms. I sound smart when I said that? I hope so. Saskatchewan schools are now allowing litter boxes and scratch posts for kids that think that they're furries. And they had to come and make a statement out. Right? They had to come and make a statement saying, no, this isn't happening. There is not litter boxes and scratch posts inside of the gender neutral bathrooms here at the school. And it's hilarious to me in this time, in this era, you know, like when I was, I don't know, grade 5. So that takes us back to like 98, 99, right around that era. If I came home and said, Mom, they're putting litter boxes in the classroom for kids to shit into. She'd be like, that's great, son. That's wonderful, son. Take your little retarded ideas, go in the backyard and play outside. You need fresh air because your brain isn't working. No more N64. That's the era I'm from, N64. I'm dating myself right now. No more video games because it's making you stupid. I would get that talk. But it's funny now in this time, in this era, that if a kid came home and said, "Mom, you're not going to believe it. They put a litter box in the bathroom for the kids that think that they're furries to shit into." You know, every gender that listens to this, I believe there's some lesbians that even listen to this podcast, and shout out to you. Shout out to you for being a subscriber. You know, nothing. I hope they're like the Boldike type, you know, short buzz cut hair and eat pussy for a hobby. Those are the types of lesbians that I hope listen to this show. We appreciate those types. You know, the ones that have a socket set in their back pocket, ready to fix anything at any time. Really, really trying to be that masculine. Yeah, I like those because those are always angry lesbians, and I enjoy hanging out with them because they're very outspoken. They're funny to listen to. I like those. But when we were little school lads, right? When we were little, everybody had a horse girl or the cat girl, you know, those old 90s t-shirts that your grandma would get when she'd go on vacation. I remember my grandma got me one of puppies, and it was from her homeland of New Brunswick. I can't remember what little town, but she was like, they trucked on into the city, and it was cute little cats on it, you know, playing with a ball of yarn. And there was always a few of those that really mailed in the whole cat thing, right? Well, if we would have thought that they could have convinced the school board that, you know, they are cats for one, meowing at people, hissing at people, you needed those weird kids, you know, so that way you knew what acting right was. That's that right there. Okay. You know what that kid is? That's what happens when your mom puts you on too many medications at an early age. Now this person thinks that they're a cat and they're hissing in the back whenever the teacher argues with them that they're wrong. You know, it's a wonderful thing to watch take place, but they aren't meant to take over. These are supposed to be the people that you look at and you have a giggle to yourself and be like, thank God my mom hit me, you know? Thank God that I got my ass tanned with a fucking belt every time I made a mistake, or else I'd end up like that instead of going, dragging me down to, he doesn't roll his R's correctly. Yeah. Oh, well, we got a new one. Let's get him on some clonazepam. And that's the kid's walking around a zombie thinking he's a fucking cat. But this is hilarious. Midland Public Schools. I believe this is obviously down in Texas, but this is funny. But I seen this. It has nothing to do with Saskatchewan, but I seen that. So I wanted to find a little more on possibly what's going on down there in old Saskatchewan, but I there was nothing really, just a few tweets, and we know how reliable those are, not overly, but this lady's, let's just get into it. Why am I getting no audio? What's going on here?
I need to address something else, not just to you as the board, but to parents and grandparents and taxpayers in our community. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I have a speech prepared to read regarding the Test to Stay program and how unconstitutional it is. But I need to address something else, not just to you as the board, but to parents and grandparents and taxpayers in our community. Still wrapping my brain around this a little bit, but
still wrapping my brain around it.
Something, and I was stunned. And today I
see. She's 30 seconds into her talking time now. There's a timer up on the board where they get 3 minutes. 30 seconds in, hasn't even remotely got close to what the fuck she's about to talk about. You know, this is why. This is why, ladies, just come into the story hot. Get right to the point right out of the gate. We don't need all the fluff in the beginning. You know, so I was walking down the street and then the other day, and then I seen my friend, and my friend said to me, and was like, what's this have to do with anything about you driving? The driving. You were telling me about driving. Well, it was before I got driving, I was walking down the street going to get a coffee, and then I was going to head to my car, and I ran into my friend. Okay, what happened when you were driving? We need to get to that point. We're 30 fucking seconds in, and she's just sitting here trying to describe about feelings, and I saw something that was rather... What did you see? What did you see? I seen this. Get to that. Scrunch it down. You're wasting so much goddamn time here.
I am equally stunned and a little bit upset. Well, not a little bit, a lot of bit upset. Furious. I would even use that word. But I want to talk to about the fact that, and I know this is going on nationwide, so it is not just for your, for this board, but our community needs to understand that the agenda that is being pushed through our schools is...
Okay. 50 seconds in. 50 seconds, okay? 50 seconds into this video, still hasn't made a single point. The agenda. What agenda, okay? What's the agenda? Get to the agenda part. We're still not there yet. Working on it.
Just my opinion, but somewhat nefarious when it comes to some of the activities. So let's talk about furries.
There we go. 1 minute in. So let's talk about furries, okay? 1 minute in. Took her 1 minute. 1 minute of everybody's time just to get, I'd like to talk about furries in the school system. Boom, 3 seconds. I'm timing it up there up top. And you took 1 minute. 1 minute to get there. Now, when we take this over a lifetime, okay? Over a lifetime of stories that men have to sit here and listen to you tell. And other friends as well. Not just men, men, women, furries even. If you were talking to a furry, if you're talking to a furry right now, what's the attention span of a furry? Like 8 to 7 seconds? Isn't that what TikToks are these days? And don't act like you don't know, hack. I know you're on TikTok. Yeah, but the good TikToks, like what do they go viral? They're always 8 to 7 seconds. 7 to 8 seconds, 87 seconds. What do I know? I don't know anything, but I do know. Actually, I lied. 1:59 is on the clock. So she's taken 1 minute and 1 second to get to where she needed to be. This is like, we're taking detours for no reason. You were highway driving and you took a detour just to get back on the highway. What the hell is this? 1 minute and 1 second. I'd like to talk about furries in the school system. Jesus fucking Christ. And you wonder why marriages don't last these days anymore. You know, like you wonder why. You got to sit there and you're just like scratching your head. You listen to these words. It's just words flying past your head that mean nothing. The whole story. Nothing to do with the story. All right. 1 minute, 1 second in. And this is good. Because in some circumstances, we're sitting there fucking 5-10 minutes in. We don't even know what the story's about. Now she's making a point. And let's hear what her point is.
It was addressed by a child.
Oh, even better.
A couple weeks ago, that they are put in an environment where there are kids that identify as a furry, a cat or a dog, whatever. And so yesterday I heard that at least one of our schools in our town has in one of the unisex bathrooms, a litter box for the kids that identify as cats. And I am really disturbed by that. And I will do some more investigation on that. I know it's going on nationwide. I know it is. It's part of the agenda that's being pushed. I don't even want to understand it. But I think that people need to be aware of it, because I am really upset as a parent that my child is put in an environment like that. And, you know, I'm all for creativity and imagination, but when someone lives in a fantasy world and expects other people to go along with it, I have a problem with that. So I'm just putting that out there. I will investigate more. But as far as the Test to Stay program, the government does not have the right to regulate we the people under the guise of keeping us safe or to protect us from one another when it comes to our health and welfare, even in an emergency. This is clearly communicated in the U.S. and state constitutions.
There, she finally got to her notes. There are
other health codes in here. These public health codes are loosely worded, and the guidelines are unconstitutional to enforce. So this whole test to stay program, I have an issue with all of it, but.
All right. There you have it. That's what I wanted to show you. Okay. In my investigation of trying to find whether or not furries in the school system have litter boxes and cat scratch posts in the schools, right? For the kids to have a little fun, you know, take a shit in a box of sand inside them. You know, what's fucking hilarious is like, when we were kids, right, there was the odd kid that was a little weird, you know, farm kids, I remember going out to the cousin's farm, you piss and shit wherever the hell you felt like, right? And sometimes it didn't register that you just can't do it anywhere, right? And sometimes a kid will just piss wherever the hell he wants, which is kind of funny. Actually, it is funny, you know, because I'm a bashful human. Okay, I'm not packing around a piece that I just want to whip out whenever I have the opportunity to whip out. Unfortunately, I have to live in this shameful world of having a short dick where these little buggers have confidence. They're just confident in what they do. They'll whip that thing out whenever they want, and they'll take a shit in a sandbox. They don't care. And now it's a problem if you take it into the bathroom and you're doing that. That would be funny, though. It is funny to think, like, from me growing up then to now, and this would be not even remotely believable back in 1998. Not even for a second would my mom think that that at the school board would allow litter boxes in the shitter for kids that identify as furries, okay? Not for one split second my mom would think that this is an actual thing happening inside of the school. Fast forward a couple of years, you know, a few fucking years, and here we are, two decades later. Parents are coming in. Jesus Christ, my kid told me. Is that how believable children are now? And maybe we're putting too much thought and emphasis on what these kids are saying. Maybe it's time that we don't listen to them for a while and just let them do the retarded kid shit that they do. You know, let them think that Santa Claus is real. All right. What's the issue with that? We don't need to start buying into what they think, right? We don't need to start dragging them along and trying to make them grow up faster and be like, look, listen to the trans tell you the story about the cat in the hat. We're inclusive. Cool it. No one cares. No one cares. All right? We need to relax. We need to calm down. We need to stop taking the kids too serious, okay? Let them go fuck around and be kids. Let them shit in a fucking sandbox. Christ, parents out here, it's not the kids, it's the parents. That's the fucking crazy thing that we're not seeing. These parents are out of their minds, you know? This is what happens when the generation that told that they could be anything and do anything they want failed at it and now are being like, yes, no, I'm going to let my kid do whatever he wants. I'm going to allow him to think that he's a cat until he's 18. Ugh. This is what happens, okay? This is not the children's fault. This is not the kids' fault. This is the insane behavior of just wildly insane parents. That's what it is. That's what it boils down to. And I know I'm not, I get angry at these things and I'm not very well spoken enough to put it in terms of like, this is why this is happening and this is what's next and this is what's coming. I just see it for what it is and it's just nuts. It's nuts. If I came home, told my mom that one day when I grow up, I want to be a skyscraper, you know, I want to be a skyscraper. And she'd be, all right, well, we were really hoping that you were going to jump off one. You know, we were really banking on that. We were really banking on that. Instead, he wants to be the thing that we want him to leap off of. What happened? Where did I fuck up parenting? You know, that's what I would have dealt with as a child. Be like, no, don't be this skyscraper. Just see if you can fly off of it. You know, see if you can just take a leap and fly off of it. Why not do that? But it's crazy for me to think that this is believable for parents. You know, a kid comes home, says this shit. That's the state that we're in. A kid comes home and you believe it. And you're like, ugh, are you serious? Are you serious? I got to head down there and see what the hell's going on. I'm going to be doing a little investigating. And the fucked up part is, it doesn't help that some of these teachers now are going on TikTok and being like, I'm teaching kindergartens today how to use pronouns correctly. It's like, for fuck's sakes, teach them the alphabet before you start getting into the alphabet theory, okay? Teach them the ABCs before we get into the LGBT bullshit. Is it that hard? Let the kid pretend that dinosaurs still exist until he has to figure out what she, her, they, them. Christ almighty. Today, we explained. It's funny. I seen one that was like, oh, my kindergarten class called me fat and it was just a pig of a woman. Well, calling the kettle black. What do you want these kids to do? They're calling it as it is. Well, that's fat shaming. Hey, the camera sees what the camera sees, as Sam Walker would say. Christ. But that's the thing, like, everything is just taken so literal now. So literal. You make a joke, it's taken literal. You say, the kids come home, says there's cat people shitting in litter boxes in the fucking at school. All right. Next up, this is a fun one. Get the hell out of here. Global news, okay? Sarah DeCanto. Oh, yes. Always a woman that hates Joe Rogan. All right. Joe Rogan says Canada is communist, calls Justin Trudeau a sketchy guy. Yes, and then follow up. This always makes me laugh. These articles are hilarious, you know. It's a bunch of woke white women, probably Italian, looks Italian. Am I allowed to take shots at, you know, not take shots, but take shots in the dark at what race she is? Is that allowed these days, or is that off the table? But that headline followed by Freedom Convoy organizer Pat King granted bail. That's the video underneath this headline. Yes, that has everything to do with the story that we're about to read here, okay? There's a warning in here. This story contains offensive language. Read at your own discretion. Despite his self-proclaimed zero understanding of Canadian systems of government and politics, popular podcast host Joe Rogan had some strong words about Canada and Justin Trudeau. In the 1844th episode of his podcast, the Uncle Joe, that's how dedicated I am to this show. I read the word the Uncle Hack podcasters at the Uncle Joe Rogan Experience released Thursday. Rogan and comedian Tom Segura voiced their distaste for Canada, specifically the country's response to COVID-19 pandemic. Canada's communist, Rogan, 54, said on the podcast, they're fucked. They got to get rid of that guy. Amen. He said, referring to the Prime Minister. Segura, 43, agreed and said Canada's crazy. The conversation about Canada lasted only a few minutes in over a three-hour episode. Glad you put that in there. I'm glad you put that in there. And I'm glad that we're reading this together, because most people don't even get past the headline, okay? Most people see this headline and be like, what the fuck does Joe Rogan? At least we're not America, because that's a leg to stand on, right? Yeah, that's a leg to stand on. No, because here, when you have a protest, you go to jail, okay? I'm not saying I agree. Speaking of Pat King, I don't agree with everything that he says, but I do believe that you shouldn't be thrown in jail and locked up, you know? I don't think that. And that goes across the board. I know that maybe if you do a little digging in the past, there's probably videos out there of me saying some shit, being like, you need to throw those people in jail. Sure. Bring it up. Throw it in my face. I'm well aware of some of the things. I don't know all the things that I've said in the past, okay? Not all of them. I'm not well aware of every specific thing that I've said in the past. All I know is what I think now. Time for a little ad read. DangerCatShop.com. All tickets are up there right now. We have shows going right now here in Edmonton. Come on down, have a drink, have a dance. Great bands, great laughs, all waiting for you here in Edmonton. That's Danger Fest down at Station on Jasper. Roast battles are taking place Saturday, and as well as the first Danger Room in Edmonton. Going down. That's right. A safe space for dangerous ideas. All going down here in the city. There will be future tour dates being released very soon all across Canada. And also Danger Cats merch. You can head to DangerCatsShop.com. Use the promo code PODCAST69 and get 15% off your order today. Flags are also restocked. Isn't that great? Patreon.com/DangerCat69. All exclusive podcasts are on there, plus roast battles. All of our roast battles are now live on Patreon. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Maybe I will release the first ever Danger Cats roast battle on YouTube so you can get a taste for what it really is. For what we really do. For what we really say to one another. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? But yes, to the podcast listeners out there, if you want this episode 48 hours earlier than everybody else, be sure to head to patreon.com/dangercats69. You get this episode earlier than everybody else. You have an exclusive episode waiting for you right now. Plus, there is also an opportunity to be the podcast producer. That's right, Danger Dongs. You can become a Danger Dong today. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that nice? Anyways, back to the episode. And after witnessing what happened throughout all this and the division it's causing, and I wasn't much to help with division and, painting that person needs to go in jail for blocking the pipeline. Quite honestly, you know what? At this point, I have a very big distaste for our governing body here in Canada. I do. I could give a shit what's happening in America. But I think there's something to be thought of, right? When a protest, call it what you want. You can call it an insurrection that never breached the walls of Parliament Hill, you know? You could call it whatever the hell you want, whatever makes you happy at the end of the day. But I think that there's something extremely unsettling, I think is a great way to describe that. It's very unsettling to know that the power of the government, if they wish to crash down upon thee, are able to freeze bank accounts. Depending on where your money was spent, you know, some people donated some money to the Freedom Convoy and had their bank accounts locked out because of that. That should be somewhat disturbing. Now, pick whatever protest you want, BLM, Freedom Convoy, a pipeline blockade, climate change, whatever it may be. Now, if those views of that protest go against the government's views and you donate to an organization that the government doesn't agree with, your bank account can be frozen. There is something deeply disturbing about that, that we just skiffed right by. Nobody's taking a step back and being like, whoa, that is a... Instead, no, because we're brain dead here, okay? There's something about Canadian weather, maybe something in the water that any sort of like, whoa, what the hell was that? That doesn't exist inside Canadian skulls, okay? It doesn't. Instead, they're like, yeah, They're rooting it on. Yeah, freeze their bank account. I hope they freeze in the cold water. I hope they die. I hope they die. They don't deserve a job. Now, keep in mind, take whatever protest suits you, okay? Whatever protest suits you, and put that one where your bank account gets frozen because you donated to the cause of whatever it may be, whatever it may be. But no. And then everybody else on the other side goes,
you deserve to have your bank accounts frozen. You're not allowed to think like that. The government, they're always correct.
Fucking idiots. The conversation about Canada only lasted a few minutes and over a 3-hour podcast. Yeah, so that little sliver of information, or that little sliver of the podcast, they're gonna take that and try and be like, Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan said this about Canada. Rogan admitted that he has no idea how the system works in Canada, but claimed that he liked Trudeau before the pandemic. I was like, he's a handsome guy, seems sweet, good-looking guy, confident, good talker, and then the pandemic hit, and I'm like, oh, you're a fucking dictator. He's not wrong. As Segura agreed with Rogan, the podcast continued, claiming Trudeau doesn't like his criticism and tried to shut down criticism by saying that you're all critics. That all your critics are misogynists and racists, which is correct. That is correct. But they're putting it in a tone of being like, well, he said that. Joe Rogan said that. So that's bad. If Joe Rogan says anything, that's bad. Rogan was referring to the Freedom Convoy in Canada, which traveled the country, and protested vaccine mandates in front of Parliament in Ottawa for several weeks. Trudeau enacted the Emergencies Act in response to the convoy, which gridlocked Ottawa on February 14th, which is also kind of terrifying that he pulled a War Measures Act, right? Meant for, you know, if Canada's under attack, you know, there's a siege happening. No. A bunch of fucking guys parked their trucks and honked them in protest of vaccine mandates. My body, my choice. He's gross. He's a sketchy guy, Rogan said on the podcast. Rogan also said Trudeau has some shady deals and added that he would like to see where the money is coming from. It is unclear what deals Rogan was referring to. Oh, boy. Well, let's go. There's a laundry list of scandals that this government has been involved in. Ah, yes. The self-proclaimed feminist that fired Judy Wilson-Raybould that wanted to question him a little further about what was happening with the SNC-Lavalin scandal. What a feminist, you know? He wanted, we need to be true to this government. And the moment that anybody fucking starts poking at him, get rid of him, get him out of my way. Yes, some people started standing. These guys are racist and misogynist for refusing to get vaccinated. Wow, that's a stretch. I know I talk about this guy a lot on this podcast, but he fucking irritates me, okay? Well, Big Trudy irritates me. I wish he would just stick to influencing. He's got that haircut, though. Wow. As Rogan and Segura smoked what appeared to be cigars. Oh, are you insinuating something that's possibly legal here in Canada? Claiming someone he knew had to show their proof of COVID vaccination when entering Canada. Rogan called this practice of identification old. New. Okay, first off, if you're reporting on this, right, you know damn well that you have to show proof of vaccination to enter Canada. You also have to use an app that has been faulty. Most people, when they come into the country, are, I guess if you leave and you come back, you're probably vaccinated. You're more than likely vaccinated, right? And you got to use the app ArriveCan when you come here. And there was just a report that there's a bug in the system that is telling people that they need to quarantine. So the bug in the system now is telling people that they need to quarantine, even though they're double vaccinated or boosted, whatever it is. So you tell me, is that such a coincidence? I don't really think so. At this point in time, questioning everything and anything should be on the table. But no, you bring up a thought. The mob goes on you. You go against the grain even a little bit and a bunch of fucking mouth breathers. Just, well, the TV told me to think this way. Jesus Christ. This bitch knows damn well coming into the country that you got to show proof of vaccination. And while Rogan said, because it came out of the mouth of Joe Rogan, who is against the vaccine, he had a doctor on that is deemed controversial. Dr. Robert Malone came on and started talking about the effects that could possibly be with the vaccine, and that ivermectin, you're taking horse medication. Ugh. Even though it's like proven to work. I believe there's like what country is it? Ah, fuck. I gotta remember to start putting it. But there was a country that came out. Great. This episode's gonna be flagged because I'm going off about that. It's 2022, not 2019, Rogan said, correct? You had to throw that in there. Hey, you sly little dog, you. You sly little dog. She comes in. Yeah, it's 2019, not 2022. Oh, I fucked that up. This is not the first time Rogan has voiced his distaste for Canadian politics. In May, Rogan also spoke about the convoy and previously called Trudeau a dictator. Okay. We don't have to go through the whole... Ah, fuck. It's just like the wording in this that really... It piqued my interest, right? Because anytime Rogan gets involved with anything, which I think, you know, he deserves the platform that he has. He does. He truly does. Anybody who thinks otherwise, you know, everybody that wants to drag him down because he's gotten too big. Ah, one of us finally broke through and we're doing it on our own with no help whatsoever. He did it. A regular Joe Schmo, like you and I from Boston, Massachusetts, climbed the ranks. And now he's one of the biggest media figureheads on the fucking planet. Regular fucking guy. Prove to you and I that you are capable of getting to this level. Yes, that may be a stretch and a bit of a reach to, you know, think inside your head that you're capable of doing that. But this guy did it. He went on to, you know, he's a number of things. A comedian. He was, I think, what was it, karate? But he's proof. He's a regular ass dude like you and I. And now he's at a place where his voice influences millions and millions of people. And nobody sits back and reads this fucking garbage anymore because of shit like this. What the fuck is this stunned bitch even writing about? I'm going off. Okay, I'm irritated right now. I'm feeling parts of the old hack coming back where I can't handle anything anymore. I'm getting angry again. I am. Where there's days now where I wake up and I'm just pissed off. And maybe that's a good thing. Because that's when I was really pumping out some good stuff. You know, this is the issue. Is these fucking idiots, though, put out dumbass articles like this that just take a sliver out of a 3-hour podcast talking about his distaste for Canada. Most Canadians don't even like Canada. Have you listened to what the general public's saying right now? Have you taken a single second out of your day just to read in what the normal person in this country thinks? No, you haven't, because you put out dumb shit like this. It just angers people. It's doing its job right now on me. I will say that. So good writing on your behalf, lady. I am reading your article on my podcast that has a fucking billion listeners, right? It's the number one podcast in Scandinavia, you know, due to not reasons what you think, right? Okay. Reich. And that's not a Chinese guy saying like, okay? That wasn't that. It's the 69th Reich. Anyways, in May, Rogan also spoke about the convoy and previously called Trudeau a dictator, in quotations. Then when you have what's a creepy fucking dictator for a prime minister, and that's what he is, the way he behaved during this thing, just the disingenuous way that he communicated, it freaked me out because I never thought the guy was like that, Rogan said in May. Well, there you go. So Big Trudy's showing his true colors to the rest of the world. Now you're seeing what Canadians are dealing with here. The fucked up part is people are still like staunch believers that this guy's doing the right thing. I don't understand how that, because it, when it doesn't affect you, when it doesn't affect you in a negative way and you're watching who you deem the enemy get painted with a brush that you've said and thought and believed this whole time. Because it's quite wild when you think about it, right? It and it does, like, you know, for these inclusive critical race theory fucking pushers, I guess. I don't know what you, street corner preachers, I guess, in a way. Is that what they are these days? Glorified street corner preachers. They're just doing it online to virtue signal that they're great people. You know, the white man's bad. What else? Everything that has happened in life is because somebody else. I don't know. I don't know what they believe. One day I'll sit and read more into it. I've taken like a little bit of time to look into it, and it gave me a headache trying to keep up. Like the circles and the web that they weave is just all over the fucking place, man. But yeah, when you find enemy in common folk, right? It's you wish that they fail. You want to watch them fail. You don't want to watch anybody that you deem your enemy be successful. So when shit happens to them, you're like, yes, thank God. Thank God. This is exactly what, and I gotta say, like, I try my best not to do that. I try my best. Like, with, now we're deeper into the episode. I highly doubt that anybody that truly fucking hates me is going to listen to me for 45 minutes to try and get the dirt. But, this past week I went through what I guess you could consider a cancellation. It was very minuscule, and probably some of you don't even know about it because I'm talking about it now and this is the first that you're hearing about it. So I made a joke in a roast battle. I used the joke to promote the next roast battle coming up. A lot of people got upset about the joke that I said, and now, it got to the point where other accounts were using it to be like, this guy's racist, this guy's a homophobe, calling me all sorts of shit, just stretches. And in some circumstances, they even got the wrong person, right? They tried canceling Sam Walker for the joke that I said. This is how dumb some people are, okay? This is why maybe internet regulation might be a good thing for some people. It should be an IQ test on whether or not you can comment on things. I'm all for that. You can look at things, but to comment and give your opinion, an IQ test at minimum. You know, if you can do basic math, okay, if you can do basic math and there's and a fitness test, that's another thing. Here's something. I'll touch on what I was just talking about prior. Here's another thing. Okay. For every 1 minute of exercise you do, that's how many minutes you get on the internet. Because I'm tired of listening to fat people threaten me. Okay. I am. I'm tired of listening to fat people threaten me. Because that's all it is. It's fat, disgusting pigs threatening me. The virus is more of a threat to me than these people. Okay? The virus. I'm more scared of COVID than these people. And that says a lot. Okay? Because I'm not driving around in the car with a mask on by myself. I'm talking about fat, grotesque humans are threatening to beat me up. Okay? So I say, to square the playing field off, that every minute of exercise that you do, you get 1 minute on the internet. You get one comment. One comment. Every minute you get one comment. And you can threaten me all you want. And until that happens, I just got to But it is hilarious because afterwards, you know, the effects of like a joke that I said to another person. And I'm not going to lie. I said the joke to her to completely offend her. That's the point of this roast battle. I want to get under her skin. This is my new martial art, is using words as weapons to irritate this person and humiliate them in front of other people for their entertainment. They bought tickets to this. But God forbid, you know, it's kind of funny that I canceled myself in a way. And I predicted it. I did. I said it at a show because we use Yonder bags for this reason in particular. Is I don't need some fucking idiot filming our show and then putting it on TikTok or something like that. Did you hear what this comedian said? So we locked the phones up. Because we are the ones that are crossing the line that some people think that exists. So I did that. Now, apparently there's repercussions because we had two shows pulled, okay, because of it. That's it. Because a mob of people that don't even live in the community, right? They don't even live in the community, started harassing the venues into submission of making sure that our show didn't happen there. Even though one of the two shows was already sold out. One of the two shows was already sold out. So there's 90, 100, I don't fucking, I think it was like the venue holds 90, 96, 90? I can't remember. Whatever the number is. 69 people, okay? 420 plus 69 people had tickets to the show that like inappropriate jokes. And I think it's like a handful of people, four or five people calling a venue that don't live in the community. They don't contribute to nothing in the community. Then push this business to make a decision to submit to phone calls when you already had a night that was going to be filled with people drinking, laughing, having a good time. And here, some fucking, I don't know, some retard out in Halifax or some jackass in Winnipeg, wherever it is, fucking Muskoka, out in Muskoka, harassing the venue until the show's pulled. That's what it's like being a comedian in Canada that's trying to pave his own path, that doesn't want to tell stupid, silly fucking, well, Tinder is something else, isn't it? On CBC Gems. Oh boy, I went on a date. You know what it's like going on a date as a non-binary with a straight guy? Huh? Oh. You know how many times I had to swipe left before right? You guys like that one, huh? Anyways, we're sitting there at the table, and you want to know what this guy says? He says, "Hey, how are you? You look very beautiful." And I says, "Yeah, because I'm a guy right now." That's the type of shit that we're up against. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. God almighty. And then I got Johnny fucking Joe Rogan. This is still in the background as I'm going off about my bullshit. The poll conducted exclusively for Global News showed that 43% of Canadians approved the way Trudeau handled the three-week-long protests in Ottawa, while 36% supported the way the truckers handled themselves throughout the occupation. Yeah, the poll conducted by Global News. How many people were polled? I want to know that number. They never put that number, do they? That number never seems to exist in some of these polls that they're throwing up. And in some cases, the ones that go against what they actually wanted to learn, they polled them. They pulled them off their site. I can't remember which one. It was like, do you support the vaccine mandates? And it was like 86% no. And they pulled it. February Ipsos poll showed that Canadians' approval of Justin Trudeau's handling of the convoy blockade was only 7 points higher than that of the protesters. Again, who's being polled? Christ. I know I'm trying to be funny these days. You know what? Maybe my angry rants are just better. Maybe they're just better for all of this, right? You got schools having litter boxes for shitters. You know, the world's crumbling. Let's have a laugh. I'll fucking scream and yell for you. We'll get through this. You know, we'll all get through this. It is what it is. Everybody just, myself included, you know, I just need to relax. It's going to be impossible for these next like 8 to 10 weeks. I think that's what sparked my anger again was probably the quote unquote cancellation. You know, it's just like, is this the level of fucking retard in this country? Is this the level of stupid, you know, that a guy gets up, makes a joke. I joke about everything. If you've been to any of my shows, you know that nothing is off the table. And you know what? I'm going to pat myself on the fucking back for once. I try not to do this because I just feels like ego is attached to it or that I'm full of myself in any way. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to fat slobs from fucking Red Deer who are nail technicians. It's very specific because I did a little digging. You know, on one specific person. So I'm not going to sit there and take into consideration what some fat slob in Red Deer, that's a nail technician, whose only great thing she's done in her life was shit out a kid with the same IQ level of her, okay? Allowed some fucking... some fucking... night shift shelf stalker at Safeway, dump a fucking hot one in her and push out a kid only to think that the center of the universe is in Red Deer, Alberta. Tell me whether or not I am a good or bad comedian, okay? This is me patting myself on my back a little bit. The owner of the comic strip here in Edmonton, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe I should. But he told me, right? One of my jokes is one of the best jokes he's heard in a while. And that felt really good. And I don't talk about these things. I don't want to talk about every, oh, look at how great I am. Look at how great I am. And he goes, and immediately, after he was done shitting on me, he gave me a little wipe off of the face, right? Blew his ass all in my face. And he's like, yeah, there you go. You want to be a comedian? This is what it's like. And I enjoyed every second of it. Just shit being thrown in my face. Because that's, to me, matters a lot. When somebody that's been in the business for that long then tells you, don't stop what you're doing. You are going to have a good career if you continue going down this path and you write the same way that you're writing right now. You are, and then it was like, whatever. He just said the things that he said. He basically patted me on the back. I'm not saying words verbatim, but scrunch it down. He said, great job. Okay. We're talking about a comedy club owner that has 5 clubs across North America. Now, I would be a fucking fool to think that the words that he says matter more than the nail tech out of Red Deer. Fuck. You know, you thought that, you know, this whole time I thought that I was going down the right path in comedy, but God forbid I should have knocked on that fupa of hers, flipped it up, and seen what her cunt had to say. so that way I know how to be a fucking great comedian. God almighty. Everybody and their fucking opinions. Yeah, and but if I suggest that a Stairmaster is in your near future, I'm the asshole. But no, let's tell comedians on what jokes they can and cannot say. Shut the fuck up. If you buy tickets to a fucking comedy show, go to the show, watch the show, laugh at the jokes that you find are funny, and then fucking don't laugh at the jokes that you don't find are funny. Take your opinion, shove it up your ass. No one fucking cares about it, okay? Go on Facebook, tell everybody that this guy's a fucking racist, a misogynist, and whatever you want to do to try and cancel him, because it's going to help their career. Believe it or not, every time that the wave crashes down and all these people that think that this is the end, oh boy, no, this is it. I fucked up. Oh, great. All these people hate me. No. I'll tell you this, if that ever happens to you, and it doesn't matter what you're doing, and a bunch of people are like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, don't respond, for one, because those people are retarded. There's no need for that. Don't listen to them. Fuck them. They're stupid. Low IQ people that barely leave their house, okay? They're surviving on no-name brand Itchy Band, okay? It's not their fault. God just hates them more than you. That's it. But don't take into consideration these morons, especially comedians, okay? And I know I'm not nowhere near in the position to tell comedians what to think and what to say, but I'm just saying, if any of you, I'm talking to you, the listener, those people that are listening right now that feel the need that you know comedy more than comedians that have been doing it for years and years and years, why don't you do us all a fucking favor? Shut the fuck up. Go to your shitty job that you hate every day and then just buy a ticket to a show to release a little bit of that inside you. We get it. You're a deadbeat. You're going nowhere. No one cares about you. No one cares about your opinions. And that's why you just throw them out there. You come to, after you watch a show that you paid money for, that you didn't take 2 seconds into looking who's on the show, because that would be fucking rather difficult. No, but afterwards, you got to air out every single fucking grievances that you had in, oh, Jesus Christ, he said a bunch of jokes that I, well, did you look into him? Did you look into him for a split second? No, no, you didn't. Then whose fucking fault is it at the end of the day? Whose fucking fault is it? Yours, because you're a moron. You're an idiot. You're retarded. No one's told you this ever in your life, but you're stupid. Keep your mouth shut. Don't tell people what they can and cannot do. You don't hold that power. Unfortunately, it's a tough lesson to learn in life that you have to realize that you don't matter. None of us matter. No one gives a shit about you. No one cares about what your day's like online, okay? No one fucking cares, especially the comedian on stage that wrote those jokes, knows some of those jokes work, and is going to continue to perform those jokes. So after a show, if you feel the need to go and express, well, that offended me, do yourself a favor. Write whatever it is that upset you, right? Write it down on a piece of paper. Put it in an envelope. Crumple it up. Shove it up your ass. Shit it out. Eat it so you can shit it out twice. And then you can process that information twice. Huh? How about that? That's how we're going to end the show to actually, no, I got, never mind. No, I've said enough. I've said enough. Well, fuck me. Is it frustrating listening to idiots, mouth breathers? Oh, you can't do that. Shut up. No one cares about your stupid fucking opinion. No one, no one. It's annoying. And I know, like, well, it sounds like you care a lot, Uncle Hack. No, I don't care. It's just annoying listening to idiots tell you, oh, you can't do that. That's not funny. That's not funny. Give it a rest. Anyways, thanks for listening to the Uncle Hack podcast. We appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you do to keep this show alive. Share it. By all means, share it. Leave a review on Apple iTunes. We truly appreciate that. And leave a comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. Be sure to hit the thumbs up button, and we appreciate the hell out of you. See you at a show sometime.